Amazing. Okay, here's our here's our tape recorder.
Our backup.
Yeah.
This is Matame just aged.
And even if someone is Tomei with a reproductive tumor, a tumor that's Yetzimi Gufa, there's no issur in touching, there's only issur in eating.
This is in Chutzlaretz?
In Chutzlaretz, tumor of Chutzlaretz. So why, I mean, what are we concerned with? We're certainly not concerned that the infant is going to be eating cereal, sir, thanks, is going to be eating cereal of Truma, correct? So what exactly are we afraid of? She's not going to be drinking wine of Truma, now is she? So why did we have to put the baby into the mikveh before she's even a week old? Says the Gemara, Lo nitzra l'socha shemen shel truma, says Marzutra. It's talking about that the baby oil that they had in the house was truma baby oil. And truma baby oil has the same din as eating, because sicha has a din of achila. And since this infant is tamea migufa, so therefore she's not allowed to be drinking or even getting on her body this baby oil. How do we know this? Because the Tanya v'lo yechalalu et kodshei b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu la'ashem, that extra pasuk comes to be marve hasach v'yat hashota, somebody who is, how do you say sach?
To rub
in oil or to drink that product of truma that has the same din as eating. Excuse me? Drink. Shotel amalik grush. We have a klal all over the Torah that drinking and eating are one pula. Sach kishotel. In other words, if you're rubbing in the oil, it's no different than drinking the wine. So therefore we couldn't use the baby oil on the infant, so we had to be matbilder. Or, it's another basis for this, you see that we're putting together shemen ba'atzmotav as a rub down, is the equivalent of mayim bikirbo.
But I think I heard that you ordinarily use soap, according to the Rambam.
So it is made from fuzzle, from fats,
to wash, but
the sikr
is like a chilav.
For those things that are
asr
v'hano. Right.
But not just
chazal. Huh? Oh, you mean for achila because of sikha?
Sikha. It's a shita. It's safe for soaps, but not.
Better royal achila. So Ihachi has to find. You've explained now why the child can become tummy. You haven't explained why kusim. I mean, so what's the difference? We asked you a question. We asked you, make up your mind. I mean, if it's a problem, so why isn't it a problem with regular Jewish children? If it's not a problem, why is it a problem with kusim? You explained to me why it's a real problem. Fine. So now it's a real problem. Why isn't it a problem for Jewish children? Why only on kusim? So Ihachi di don nami. So as we asked you earlier, why don't we just say infants are tomatoes? No, because anan didashinan isha v'isha. We'll see later on. Now, we have a pasuk that we base all of this on, where it says v'isha ki tiyeh zava, which is referring to nidais, not zivais. We dash an extra vav to teach us infants. But they don't hold that pasuk. So we, if we detect any bleeding in an infant, we'll make sure to treat that infant as a nida, and therefore we'll be careful to keep them away. So anan didashinu isha v'isha v'chichazin ma'afashilu. If they see dam, we are careful with them. So lo goes uber rabbana. The rabbana didn't find any reason to make a gezera. But inu the lo darshin isha v'isha, they don't believe an extra vav means anything in a pasuk. And therefore, kichazin, and even if their infants do see dam, lo mefarshilu, they don't keep them away from truma. Gazru b'hu rabbanan, they're the rabbanan, have no choice but to be gozer. This isha, v'isha is a reference to what? Isha, v'isha? Ah, detanya, isha. Ein li ela isha. You might think that when it says isha, this is referring to in the nidais. Remember that the lashon by nidais is vishash, et yezov dama. That Zov means flow, but it doesn't mean zivas. So that pasuk of the isha, the reason that over there it says it with a vav, why does it just say isha? Must be to tell me that the isha ki tiyeh zavadama and so on is a reference even to anything that is of the same sex as an isha. In other words, even an infant. Tinoket bat yom echad lo nida minai. Tam lomer the isha. Now wait a minute. In other words, you're telling me amaki marbi kro bat yom echad marbi? You mean when there's an extra vav, and we're saying that the Torah is marba, so it's marba even from day one. There's no particular limits. But then I don't understand. We have exactly the same drasha from exactly the same word, except that over there it's referring to the isha asher yishkav ish ita ota shikvat zara. So it's referring to over there bia itself, and it says. We dash from that pasuk that isha, emi ela isha, tinoket bat shalosh shanav yom echad levi aminayin. How do we know that a tinoket can be actually tamea from the act of via? And please don't think that it's contact, that actual contact with semen that makes a woman tamea b'shas via, because that's not true. There doesn't need to be any such contact, because the contact is internal. And there doesn't need to be any ejaculations. The act of bia itself is matame. How do we know that a woman becomes tamea at the age of 3 years and a day? Talmud lomar ve'isha. Apparently, the vav itself adds, but only adds from the age of three.
And where is this pasuk from?
This is by the sugya of bia itself, tuma, not the pasuk of nides.
So. It's not unlikely, though, that I mean,
what?
A woman is roi levir from 3 days, 3 years, and 1 day.
Well, okay, but make up your mind. If you're learning it from the pasuk, then it's the woman is roi. It should say tinokis miyom echad.
But she's not roi from bia from 1 day, is she?
Yeah, but that's only because tuloter chazro for mashu, right? I mean, so what about bia shelo kedarka? And so on. In other words, what we're doing over here is mechadesh the possibility of the tumah of bia. Mm-hmm. So how come you're saying from the pasuk? I know from shalosh shanim. How do I know it from the pasuk? Mm-hmm. Says Rav, no, of course we don't. Actually, it's halacha. It's halacha lemesh misinai, our shiurim. Hilchasa ninu. Now he uses the lashon. Tosis had another girsa of hilchasahi. This is a halacha. It's not meaning this. One of these is a halacha lemesh misinai, not derived directly from the pasuk. Even Rashi, who has Harod Yerzeh as a Ninu, first of all, Tosafot suggests that the reference to Chesed Ninu is not a reference to the two things we just learned out, which is the Tumah Nidas from Yom Echad and the Tumah Bia Mishalosh Shanim Yom Echad, but rather Chesed Ninu is a reference to the Tumah Bia of Shalosh Shanim Yom Echad and the Tumah of a male whose semen is considered to be useful from the age of 9. And that's the Hilchasa that we're talking about, as we'll see later on. But here, only one of the above was being referred to as a halacha. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, and the rest is just an esmachta. We brought the pasuk as an esmachta, which is why the Gemara asks, ha'ikra v'ha'hilcha, which one is which? Which one is learned directly from the pasuk, which one is halacha l'meshav v'sinai? And it's obvious. I mean, even a bas yom echad hilcha, bas shel l'shanam yom echad kra. I mean, you certainly can't entertain the notion that we're going to learn out from the pasuk that somehow in this pasuk we can discover 3 years in a day. I mean, that's absurd. I mean, the cross stomach, see, the pasuk just says the isha, which is marred by anything. So it must be that what Rabbah was saying is that the din of bat shalosh shanim v'yom echad, that's halacha l'meshav misinai. And then the din of a nida at the age of 1 day, bat yom echad, that's the pasuk. And the other pasuk of the isha, which is a reference to the tumah of bia, v'isha sheyishkav ishota, that pasuk indeed is only being brought over here as a remez. But it's not that we're really learning. How could we have learned 3 years out of a pasuk that just says v'isha? Oh, so then now that you're telling me, what do we need the pasuk for? I mean, if you're serious that the vav has to teach us something, what does the vav teach us? Surprisingly, the Vav, even though it's not even discussing the din of nidais there at all, but surprisingly, the Vav over there teaches us that whatever tuma is miyuchad to women remains that way. The isha, a woman, and only a woman. So in other words, what that teaches us is that a male who would be re'a dam, since he would have it bleeding from the urethra, there would be no tumah. He would be tahor completely. So lema'ute ish mi'odem. You shouldn't think, well, blood is considered to be a reproductive fluid when it comes to a woman, so maybe it's the same when it comes to a man. It's metame. Kamash malan, only an isha, and nothing else. Now, what about the braisa that says, isha, ein li'ela isha bat asara yamim leziva? I might think that the only time, this now is another v'isha, this is the third v'isha, this is a reference to zivos. V'isha ki azuv zov dama yamim rabim, where she will have 3 days of bleeding outside of her normal period. This v'isha we darshan in a strange way too. We say now, the Vav comes to tell me that if she's 10 days old, she can also be a zava. Now obviously you can't become a zava until you became a nida, because the first blood that this woman will bleed at birth is not going to be zivas by definition. She now becomes a nida. The only way she could become a zava gedela is for bleeding 10 days, or bleeding that first day and then at the 8th and 9th, 10th day, correct? Because she only kicks in into 3 days of zivas after completing 9 days of 7 days of nidas, right? Okay, but if she's 10 days old, if she's 10 days old and she's still bleeding, so now how do I know that she would also be a zava? Talmud Lomar v'isha. Therefore, it says by the sugya of zivas v'isha ki azuv zov dama that she is also a zava. I mean, isn't that obvious? If I already know that an infant is considered to be matami as a nida, why not? Why would I think only as a nida and not as a zava? Lamali, ligma mi nida. Oh, it's not true. Tzricha, because let's say the Torah would have told you the din of nida. So I would have said, ikas rakwan of a nida, okay, nida. Nida, the Torah is very makbid on. When a woman sees blood for 1 day, or 1 minute, she becomes tamea for 7 whole days. So over there, maybe the Torah is makbid even on an infant. Since the chichazoi chad yuma boy lemes of shiva, she has to sit 7 days of a zava, a woman who is in her period of zivos between her nidas, if she sees some dam, she's not tummy for 7 days, she's only tummy now the next day. So it's 1 day, she's a shomer's yom kineged yom, and that's enough for her, sagila. Maybe the Torah isn't marked on infants on that lower level of tuma. So emalo, therefore tzricha. Okay, fine. That's okay. I understand that, but what about the other way around? You can't possibly explain it to me the other way around. Because if I know that a woman is a zava, she obviously had to be a nida. Because how could she possibly have ever become a zava if she's not shayach to nidais? What would make her the period of the time that she's seeing the dam, what would make it the period of zivas? So let the Torah just say it by zivas. Why would I need to know that she's becoming, of course she becomes a nida. Because ana yadana, I'm smart enough to figure myself out, the ein zava below nida, there's no such thing as a zava who wasn't first a nida. Hey, you know, that's a good point. Ein afinami. We don't need the pasuk by nida. You're right. So then what do we need the pasuk for? Elakaral amali. Why do we have the pasuk about v'isha ki yazuv? How about that? No, that's something else. That's to tell me that a man who bleeds from the penis is not matami. You said that already, excuse me. You said that back on the... and by the way, this explains, Rashi points out, this explains why we could use the pasuk. It has nothing to do with bleeding. It had to do with tumas bia. Why we could use it, because the obvious question is, if you're going to tell me a din about male bleeding, tell it to me in the story of tuma, reproductive tuma. Don't tell it to me in the middle of some sugya that has nothing to do with that. It has to do with tumas bia, right? So here the Gemara gets now to the point. The truth is that the real limud of bleeding not being matami a male is to be found indeed in the middle of the Sugyev Zinus. So, of Nidus, rather. So, where it says that a woman who bleeds is Tameya, Visha, and only a woman who bleeds is Tameya. Ah, you said that earlier, that we already know that a male who bleeds is not Tameh. We know that from the Sugya of the Isha by Shchiva, by Tumas Bia. Says the Gemara. Even though, HaMiatase Chazimna, there's two completely different issues. You could be bleeding, a male could be literally bleeding, he has an infection, whatever, he's bleeding blood. Blood is tar. But how about, one has to be Memayat Shechvazera, how about if he has bloody semen? Is that red considered to be Matame as real Shechvazera, or just like a woman has colors, not everything that comes from her is Tame. The Torah told us there's four colors. What's four colors of Tame? Ah, you find something else. It's clearly blood, and it's marked under the microscope, and I can see it. It cells and so on. That's not blood, the Torah says. So the fact over here that I can see under the microscope that this is semen doesn't matter. It's the wrong color. The Torah is telling us that red is not Matame men, period. Then that's an important new halacha. Therefore, I have two libudim. One to tell me that blood is not Matame men, and one to tell me red is not Matame men. And therefore, I need to have both. So in the Iker Drasha, that's telling me the din of men, it really does appear in the middle of reproductive fluids. In the additional remez that you should know that this is true, whether we're talking about dam or whether we're talking about shechvat zera, that's an additional remez, as Rashi points out, which already that's understandable. That the Torah should add another issue. Dafka woman is a woman and only a woman. Okay, even though it's talking about another thing, I now understand based on this. That must be what the Torah is trying to tell me over there. Right? Now, we find, by the way, exactly the same thing in the inverse by males. Because males also have this problem. What would be of a tinok, a male tinok, that has a re'iyah of zivos at birth caused by hormones? So v'chelin yizachari, b'tanya. Ish-ish. Mata lubamar ish-ish. Why does the Torah repeat the word ish when it comes to zav? It says ish-ish ki yiyah zav. That's l'rabot tinok ben yom echad shumatame b'ziva divi Rabbi Yehuda. Exactly as we said over here, a female can be a nida, a male can be a zov. Not a balkari. Remember that we have two completely different fluids that we're discussing, which people get very confused about. A zov is not a balkari with three re'iyos. It's a totally different fluid. So the fluid of zivos has nothing to do with sterility, has nothing to do with fertility. The question, however, of shechva zera has to do with zera, roi lazria, has to be seeding. In other words, it needs to be useful for reproduction. And they're two completely different shiurim. Because of the fact that we do not have any connection, really, between shechva zera and zivos, it's not like we have a connection by Nidus. We have Nidus and Zivas, and it's a question of time. Here we don't have that. So we don't have any of the questions of, well, how could it become a Zav unless it was already a Balkari? There's no such thing. Even though the first Re of Zav has a din of a Balkari in terms of Tumas, that's irrelevant to the Metzias. So a child now...
What is male Ziva called today?
Huh?
What is male ziva called today in our language?
I don't know. It's some type of reproductive pathology. It's not any of the recognized, you know, it's not gonorrhea and so on and so forth. But there are plenty of venereal diseases in which you have leakage of prostate fluids and so on and so forth. And those are type of things. Prostate fluid that isn't mixed with actual semen is probably, you know, the way it's described is probably what we're talking about over here. But in any event, this is afilu at birth, because this could happen now from hormones while it was in the womb. And that tears marba with the actual ish. Rabbi Yishmael, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Baruch Omer, why do you need a pasuk of ish? I don't understand. Didn't the Torah say the Farish in the parsha of Zivas, lad zachar v'lam nekeva, male or female? Now, male or female is a statement of simple sex. Nothing about capabilities, nothing about age, nothing about reproduction, male or female, understand? So the moment the male is born, he's a male, and therefore he should be metame. So zarchar is kosher zarchar, which is how old he is. Is he a zarchar or is he not a zarchar? That's all I want to know. Ben shu katan, ben shu gadol, what's the difference? La nekeva is the same thing. Koshi nekeva, ben gdola, ben ktana. Ah, you'll ask me, so what's this ish business? That's what Rabbi Yitan and Rabbi Shmuel always holds. He brought the rock, Lashon B'nai Adam. That's the way that you speak in Hebrew. Ish, ish. Every individual. That's all. It doesn't have to be marb anything. But in any event, we're back to the same problem. So now you're telling me, Alma, that if you have a riboy from ish, ish, so Alma ki marb ikra ben yom echad marb. In other words, you're telling me that it means even from day one, an infant is matami as a zov. Ah, it's the same thing we have by the women, same problem. Braminu, doesn't it say in the pasuk, ish, what's the pshad, then when it's talking about over here, the din of tumas keri, so it says over there, ish, why do we need to know? How do we know, rather, ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, how do we know that a ben teisha shanim v'yom echad is also metame if he's roe keri? Talmud lomar, therefore, says the Torah, v'ish. So we have exactly the same drasha of v'ish asher tetzei mimenu shechva zara. And we don't say over there it means from day one. We say over there it means from the age of nine. Now I'd explain that. Make up your mind. Either it means from day one, or it means some other point. I'm not Rav, and here Rav says exactly the same thing that he said before. Hilchasinino, that's why Tosa suggests that maybe the Lashon Rabbi Minu was referring to the nine and the three. The 9 years old by the male and the 3 years old by the female, which would still leave one open, where we say which one is Allah, which one is the Pasuk, even though you use the Lashon Rabbi, Hilchasinino. Vasbuchina Rabbanan Akroi. Hi, Hilchas of Haikra. Which one is Allah, the Meshavi Sinai, and which one is the Pasuk? Again, exactly the same thing that we did by the female. Ilema ben yom echad, yokasa ben teisha shanim yom echad, kro. Obviously, that doesn't make any sense to say that the Pasuk is teaching us at 9 years in a day. I mean, where does it say that in the Pasuk? Kro stomach seed. All it says is v'yish. Ela ben teisha shanim yom echad, obviously, is halacha l'Meshavi Sinai, where we're told what the shear of a male who's capable on some level of fertility. And that's the ben yom echad, the din of zivus, which is nothing to do with fertility. That's a pasuk. Okay, so then what do we need the pasuk for now? You're telling me now it's halacha ve'ish. It's not really a pasuk. So what's the pasuk ve'ish? Asher tetzei mimenu shechva zara. What's that about? The korol amali. Ah, that's to tell me that a woman who sees white-colored discharge, which would be similar to a male who sees red-colored discharge, is not Tamea. Lema'ute isha milov, it's the same exact sugya in the reverse. Tosis, by the way, asks, why do we need that? Since the only reason we added the four types of red was from a special pasuk, Damea Damea, which taught us there were four rias of dam, where would we get the idea that white could possibly metame her? That's as far away as you would get from the red. Okay, so Tosis explains that that's in terms of the riboy of dam, but where you have a kal v'chomer that you can darshan from the ish, who's not metame ba'odem, is still metame b'lovan, I would have said that's a given. A woman has a whitish discharge, and it's certainly tamei, because even a male is tamei. Kamash malan, that it's not, and we need this pasuk. Now, explain to me why we need to know why do we need to know both male and female are metame beziva at birth? Can't we learn out one from the other? No, we can't. Because let's see, what would the Torah tell us? Let's say the Torah would tell us that males are tame. I would say, okay, the whole din of zivas is much more chomer for a male than for a female. Because after all, a male can become a zav and be chayav and a carbon and the whole works all in one day. Because for a male, each discharge is considered to be separate. So you have discharge one, discharge two, discharge three, and now he's a zav. On a woman, that's not true. She could have 100 discharges on the same day. It's only one. So since the male is metame b'ri'iyot k'biyamim, the discharge has the same chumrah as a separate day. Maybe the Torah is mapping more on males to be tame even from birth. Avon mikevot, delo metame b'ri'iyot k'yamim. Females that have to have 3 days of ri'iyah, maybe over there the Torah is not mapping on infants. And then the other way around, let's say the Torah said mikevot. So you would say, so for sure males, right? No, not true. Because females are metamu ba'onis. We don't care what it is that triggers the re'iyah of the dam of a female. And therefore, that re'iyah is very chomor, and the Torah might be makbid even on an infant, where we could trace the impact of the mother's hormones on the child, and we say, yeah, but this isn't for real, this is just a discharge that's coming because of birth, and it doesn't matter. Because after all, a nekeva, even though you know why she's bleeding, it's still considered to be zivas. Mashenkein, a male who is not mitame ba'onis, and therefore anything that could have triggered this ria physiologically would be a reason not to be tame, which is inconceivable in a female. So I would say maybe the male infant, the Torah did not mitami, considered it to be no different than a zav that was mitami ba'onis. But this is something that I know what triggered it, and it's not considered to be zivas. Come Ashvan, I need to have a special pasuk that it is in fact zivas. So now I know I need to have 2 separate sugyas, one for a male, one for a female. Those sugyas define for a male the din of zivas, for a female the din of nidas and zivas. And we also have a separate halacha, meanwhile, that we learned, agav, that we have a din of tumas bia on a female who is 3 years old, over 3 years old, but that, of course, is based on our Kabbalah of halacha Moshe Sinai. And we have a tumas keri on a male over 9 years old. And again, that shear is dependent on halacha Moshe Sinai. Can we continue? Is it okay? You don't think he's going to show up in the museum?
No, it's something else to do before.
So is it okay? Can I go on, even though we had these the technical delay?
I personally prefer to go now, but I'm
only in
the other
glove.
But you found the Shia.
We don't pass like Romero. Definitely Shia. Yeah, very Shia. Okay.
One question though. It says,
he's trying to kill us.
Yeah. Now,
if
a man sees blood, it's definitely from some internal makkah, by definition, correct?
And maybe a maka in the prostate, maybe a maka in the testicle.
Some sort of, by woman, we say, Da maka is Torah. So what type of havmin is that?
That's an interesting point. It's an interesting point. However, it's not 100% mukhrach, because you can have bleeding from over exertion as well. In other words, the Rambam says, a male. That it's possible to actually bleed instead of ejaculating semen. Mm-hmm. It's possible to ejaculate blood, yeah. So it could be that maybe that's what it's referring to. I don't know. All right. Anyway, it's a very good point. I know that Mamish is a very good point. Okay. Hakuti mitami mishkaf tachton ke'elyon, says the Mishnah. Now, we don't know what that means. My mishkaf tachton ke'elyon. You're telling me that any male kuti is considered to be a bayal nida. And a bayal nida is a princess in a pea. Is that what you're saying? That even if you've got a 20 layers there and he's got the bottom sheet, that sheet's going to be tummy underneath all of the blankets. So that's what you're saying? Ilema d'ika asir matzos. You've got 10 blankets. And he sits down at the top blanket. It's a matame, all of them. Would I need a mission to tell me that? I mean, that's the din of midras all over the Torah. I mean, pshita. He was there. Well, why not? Ella, actually, come to tell us a major, major chiddush. The major chiddush is like this. Every midras is metame adam. Not only metame adam, this is special halacha. Normally, there's an attenuation of tuma. In midras, there's no attenuation of tuma. So you touch now this little sheet on the bottom of the bed, and you will become tame as if you actually touched the zav himself. So there's no attenuation into the kli. Except for a bayal nida. If you touch the sheet of a bayal nida, you will not become tame. And that's what it's trying to say. It's trying to say that he's metame mishkaf tachton, yes, but only with a level of tuma that is noyeg on the din of an elyon shel zav, which is a whole different type of tuma, something that is on top of a zav, not that the zav is sitting on. And as we'll see, that tuma is not metame yodam. So a boel nida who has a midras, he slept on a bed, foodstuffs that touch that sheet 10 layers down will become tame. But the Odom who touches that sheet will not become tame. Certainly not to be metame the clothes that he's wearing, which is letame Odom, letame begodim, which is normally the din of Tumas Midras. It's very chamur. In this case, the Boel Nida's Midras is very kal. It has the same din as the Elyon Shel Zav. Now, exactly what the Elyon Shel Zav is, by the way, it's a machlokus between quite a few Rishonim. Whether Elyon Shel Zav is what we call Tumat Madaf. Madaf, the Rambam holds, is a lashon of like Rechol Nodeh, or Kol Alayon Yudaf. Something light, something that sort of spreads out of something. Others learn that it means basically the Tumas Hesed. Tumas Hesed is where a Zav moves something, but doesn't touch it. Let's say you have something that's on a scale. The Zav moves the scale, the other side of the scale, which now causes this side to go up. They learn maybe that's Elyon Shel Zav. Others learn that Elyon Shel Zav, like Tosfos learns over here, it's a type of nosei. Normally, nosei is a way to get tuma. By a zav, nosei is a way to give tuma. It could be a nisa ayudei zav, and that's a new nosei. But it's talking about over here, Elyon Shel Zav, where he hasn't picked it up completely. Some of it is dragging on the ground. So that's he's wearing a cape, but he's not supporting the cape entirely. The cape is partially on the ground. So that's called the Elyon of a zav. It's above him, but it's not his true nisa of a zav. Okay, these are complex sugyas that have to do with the dinim of Hilchos Tumah V'Tahirah, not nogea us, but whatever this Elyon Shel Zav is, it's much more kal, according to Rambam, it's a drabonim, it's a gezerah, it's much more kal than any of the standard tumas that have to do with tumas mishkav umosha, which is called midras. So the chiddush of our Mishnah is on the contrary. Not that the boel nida of the kutit over here would be metame, the princess and the pea scenario, that's a given. But that the level of the tuma that is the princess and the pea is indeed only a pea. But if it would be an adam, that adam would not be makabel tuma from touching the sheet. So it's only Ke'el Yono Shel Zav. Ma'el Yono Shel Zav ain't a metame el ofen u'mashkin. Just like the El Yono Shel Zav is not metame a person, it's only metame foodstuffs. Aftach tono shel boel nida ain't a metame el ofen u'mashkin. So too does the bottom part of the midras of a boel nida only has the chumrah of being metame el ofen u'mashkin, not be metame a human being, and certainly not to be metame him, to be metame his begotten. Okay, I'm really sorry about the delays for technology here. He's trying to help the ships out at sea, especially since yesterday was a disaster. Two disasters in a row, I didn't think was kind.
Only one solution. They should come here for the shoes.
Yeah, that's a good solution. We have a tape, but I'm going to maybe start bringing two units. I'm going to give the doc. I'm just going to give it quick.
What's tomorrow?
I'm making a bar mitzvah for my grandson. So I have to be down at the coast all at night.
Should we meet a little earlier tomorrow?
No, I can't do that. We'll have to go fast. I can get down there on time.
But we start at 8:15. Is that the idea?
Really, 8:15? Really? On the dot. I mean, as usual.
Uh-oh. As you did as well.
That's a quarter day.
That means
a quarter day tomorrow.
Tomorrow auction.
All right, so we're going to take some time for dessert. It's too late.
Yeah.
More on your schedule.